You're listening to Two Chunks and a Hunk, movie musings for mostly everyone. Sorry. My name is Jordan Wonders.
My name is Jerry.
And this week I'm Chunk.
Whoa.
I don't know what that was.
What's the deal with intros?
I'm Doge. And Beam, how do we fight these jackals? Let's hunt down the Chunk.
And I'm Carter. And your friendship is more valuable than this life, brother. I'll hunk with pride.
Wow. Hey, I'm inspired. I'm motivated. There's a transcendent message that you've communicated to me. Yeah. I feel like I have the power to accomplish anything.
Yep.
But first, you must tell me why you're the hunk.
I'm the hunk because I did a grown-up thing that I was just taking a shot at because it's the kind of thing that I wasn't discouraged not to do it. But they say after that first year of home ownership, normally, kiddos, chunkies out there, which I do feel like perhaps the majority of the people who listen to this podcast are a bit younger than me. They might be more the age of my co-hosts here. I don't know. We don't really have that demographic, I guess.
Yeah, we're babies. We still poop in our diapers and eat our pacifiers compared to you. Yeah.
So our house was appraised by Dallas County at an amount that was higher, much higher than previously, but that's kind of everywhere right now. I guess in America, definitely in the Metroplex. And so I had the opportunity to go before the appraisal review board. I had no idea how big of a deal this was. It was a speakerphone. I was like on a conference call because back in the day, you used to be there in person. I'm kind of glad I wasn't. But there were three members of this board and a representative of the Dallas County Appraisal District. I presented an argument. I walked up in there. I walked up in there like Atticus Finch.
Wow.
And presented an argument as to why my house should be worth less. I didn't try things like ghosts. I probably should have done that. It would be funny to have different movies with a setting of someone trying to be like, listen, this house, though, is haunted. Or this house is full of traps that my son left to kill these robbers. And he didn't clean them all up. And
my house, the house that you think is worth $3.5 million is the actual Home Alone house. I am in danger every minute of every
single minute. Every single minute.
They shot Home Alone in here and I don't think they got all the traps. They didn't get all the traps.
James Gum's house was for sale. The Buffalo Bill house from Sons of the Lambs, and it kind of stayed there for a long time.
Yeah, I bet it did, dude.
I thought you were trying to talk
actually like
about
a well. There's actually like a basement in there. Anyways,
I thought you were trying to talk about like the director of Guardians of the Galaxy and
James Gunn. I love Guardians.
Guaranteed, you made that joke before.
I won the case. So
congrats.
Incredible.
That's awesome.
Incredible.
Lied through my teeth.
Yeah.
Representing the defendant, Carter Willis, is Carter Willis. Wow. He's his own legal representation.
Not he. He's going to represent himself?
Well,
yeah. So
thanks
that's
sharing.
My,
that's powerful.
That's my happiness.
Interesting.
I would like to talk
about a movie.
The first movie of our Five for Fighting series.
What a start.
For real.
I'm punching face for a moment. And it is time to talk about the first movie of the Five for Fighting series. This movie is known as R.
I missed the first R.
You did.
R.
Just two R's for Doge. Yeah. And in order to talk about it, I do need a synopsis.
I only watched 2 of the 3 hours. I only watched 2 of the R's.
Then you didn't get the whole narrative. I'd need a synopsis from my poppy.
It's me, your poppy, with a synopsis.
That might need to stick.
This week's synopsis was written by Alex M. Jacko at, well, nope, that's their email address. I'm not going to read that. During the British era, Molly, a small tribal girl, is taken away by British Governor Scott Buxton and his wife Catherine against the wishes of her parents. Rama Raju, an Indian cop who works for the British Army for him, duty comes first and is very ruthless to revolutionary Indians, but he is never credited for his due by British government. The British government find that a tribal Kamram Beam, who considers Molly his sister, has started his search for her and could be an obstacle for the British Army. The governor and his wife announces a special post for any officer who can bring Beam to them. Rama Raju decides to take matters in his hand and promises the government to bring him dead or alive. Beam by now has reached the city in search of Molly and pretends to be a mechanic. During a train accident on a lake, he and Rama Raju risk their lives and save a kid and become best of friends. But both men will clash with each other and will be thirsty for each other's blood to complete their missions.
Yes. The synopsis is the movie.
Okay, so I'll start just by saying I really wanted to love this. But I'm just kidding. This is a top five movie of the year. This movie owns so hard. God.
I was so nervous.
I almost texted you guys last night and said if either of you talks trash about this movie, I will end our friendship.
Wouldn't you be so surprised?
I would be shocked. Callie and I watched this last night, and we got to the launch with tigers out of cage fight scene,
dude.
And the jungle animals, the fire hand, water hand rope in the middle.
Yes.
It froze, it freeze frame on that, and I paused it, and I was like, now's a good time to stop and like snack break. Potty break, the whole nine yards.
It was a clear intermission.
I paused it and we both burst out laughing because we both swore up and down there was 30 minutes left of this movie.
I know.
It is the halfway point. There was an hour and a half left. I did the exact same thing.
3 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Early, no, I know. Yeah. But hear me say, we were laughing with joy that there was so much more movie left.
Yes.
Not in a long time have I watched a movie that I was like, this could be 8 hours. I don't care.
Yeah, it's fine. I would have watched it twice.
It does better for me than I think a lot of what American movies have done of trying to do the frame for frame of like graphic novelization type stuff.
Yes.
Of like,
yeah.
Like, I watched this and I said, S.S. Rajamouli, the director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kicked Zack Snyder's.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, this is it, dude.
This is what it is.
So
yeah.
I've never watched a Bollywood film in my life. This is my first Bollywood film ever.
It's important
to recommend
that
something next.
This is actually Tollywood. This is not a Bollywood
fair
film.
Enough. No, fair enough.
Yeah.
That's good.
This is Indian film. Bollywood makes up about 20% of the country's output of film. This is from South India. This is Tollywood.
Good. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad to know that. Yeah. So this is maybe a good way to say it. I've never watched an Indian-made film before.
Me neither.
I'm unaware of like what the sensibilities of Indian film are. Like, I don't know if this is par for the course. Oh. I don't know if a movie that is like an action comedy, romance, buddy movie, musical spectacle. Like, I don't know how to categorize.
You didn't even know that there were these interludes, that it becomes a music video.
I knew that existed. I didn't know how common it was or the level to which they fully sell out.
Yeah.
To those moments.
Yeah. You know what it feels like to me?
Talk to me.
It feels like the very beginnings of American sound.
Yeah.
Singing in the Rain.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like these, and again, it's not the action. It is so much different. It's way closer to bits of 300 too,
sure.
But it's like to have these moments that you just are kind of saying like, man, we love movies in your
We love movies.
Yes.
We love having our minds blown. We love seeing the coolest thing we've ever
That's
seen.
That's what it is, man. Yeah. It just feels like this movie is like, hey, do you like movies? Because this is the moviest movie. Yeah.
I want to do something really quick just to get this assignment out to you as I'm preparing for the school year. I would recommend within the next couple of weeks while you're high off of our Tollywood film here. If y'all remember, I had that wonderful minimalist scratch-off poster.
Yeah.
that had like the top AFI's top 100 films of all time. Yeah. One of them was a Bollywood film by the name of Three Idiots. Okay.
Okay.
It leans comedy drama, but it is these boys that go to college together. It is wonderful. It is
cool.
Considered one of the greatest movies of all time. You should really check out Three Idiots, 2006, 2009.
I am fully on board.
It won't fully be this flavor, but most movies from just the region are going to have that. This was the first time I experienced like music video in the middle that was incredibly produced.
From what I understand, the Bollywood side tends a little more toward the romance, the lighter, like the less like, it's like this minus the 300 elements
right,
of it.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's like if Zack Snyder was not a part of this. But this director's other two movies, he's S.S. Rajamouli is best known for Bahubali the Beginning and Bahubali 2 the Conclusion, which are two movies really similar flavor to this that are like swords and sandals epics that I very, very much want to watch.
This
now.
Got me so down for all of that right now.
Yeah, 100%. 100% in. Do you guys want to see the exact moment that I knew that I was 100% in on this movie and I was going to love it?
Yes, of course.
It was this scene right here. I'm holding it up.
Oh, dude, 100%.
It is after Beam has been chased.
I was in before that, but yes.
It is after Beam has been chased through the jungle by a tiger and he's holding the tiger back with two ropes and he has more muscles than it. It's the thing, like, these guys are huge.
Yeah, they really are.
They're like in incredible shape, but it's like human being regular shape. It's not like the like human growth hormone MCU look where it's just like, that's not what a person looks like.
Yeah. We were talking about a reality show yesterday on Mini Monday that Jordan was talking about. I've happened to watch some of this too, but you kind of pull together a bunch of different kinds of characters from a certain genre of show, which is reality shows, but all these different shows. If there was a challenge for just movie actors, it feels like our leads in Tollywood are going to win because they're good at everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Every challenge. This,
like how do these guys, it's like their action, great. The drama, great. They're funny. They're so funny.
Oh, they're so funny.
They're dancing.
They're so dramatic. Like, and it's not, there's this beautiful thing in this movie that is, it just loves movies. There is such a genuine thoughtfulness though, too. There is a moment that's just like,
Our Beam. So Rama Rao Jr., who plays Commandant Beam, is makes me cry. He is a great cry boy.
So
he
is good,
phenomenal cry boy. I was in before
those
that
crocodile
scene. That scene was amazing.
So big.
I am such a big fan of like even back to the Captain Planet days of like I represent this element.
These are all of my actions.
Or playing Gauntlet on the N64 and then Nintendo of like, this is what I'm specifically geared for. I do this. So we had Beam who was strong. But before that, we get to see Ram Raju for the first time. I was in when Raju, for 15 minutes, fought through a mob of thousands.
Yeah, it
was so cool.
Are you... And the whole time, I never wanted it to stop. That's not easy to do. That's really not easy to do in a 2022 movie. Because we can see very often, like, directors and producers just wringing out something that you're like, okay.
Yeah.
In any genre, you're like, like The Wedding lasted too long in Sonic 2. I know that's just recency bias. But it's like, when I knew that he was about to just... fight everyone. And we found out real quick that the streets fight back. Like we knew that these are superheroes, right? It's these are, okay. These are tall tale, you know, versions of. And did y'all actually pause to read the entire intro? Yeah. I thought that was interesting. And I'm sure it was valuable to the production company because we are using real names here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's basically like taking these, you know, idolized revolutionary characters from the country and turning it into this, which has to be such a wonderful experience too. If you're native, you know,
to minimize it, really, really minimizes it to Americanize it. But I read someone basically comparing it to imagine if we got a action musical movie about Ben Franklin and Paul Revere being best friends.
Yeah, dude.
And Ben Franklin had the power of electricity, And Paul Revere was like a speedster like the Flash.
Right.
Ride that's horses phenomenal. Very
yeah.
fast.
Yes. Yeah, that's so good.
Yes,
yeah.
actually.
That's great. Like,
yes,
yeah, actually. Absolutely. That's so great. Cool.
I think, look, there's so many strengths to this movie. One of its greatest strengths by far. And again, this might be a hallmark of Indian filmmaking. I don't know. Nothing was halfway. Not a moment of this movie was non-committal. There was not a throwaway scene. Everybody gave 100% to everything. And that is why this works. Because the action is stupid on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. On
what an
purpose.
Incredibly aware. This is somebody that came in and did a cover of your favorite artist's favorite song.
Yep.
And you're like, I think this is it. As good.
I think this is better.
Or better.
Yeah.
And that's the one that people are playing at the event.
Yep.
It's like, hey, Bonnie Raitt, you are an icon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love you so much. But Bon Iver has done a really great rendition of my favorite song of yours. And I think that's my vibe now.
It's Johnny Cash. It's Hurt, right? It's the Nine Inch Nails song that is now a Johnny Cash song.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. This is just... I don't mean to be dismissive when I say that the action is ridiculous and over the top. It's on purpose. It's so intentionally ludicrous.
Yeah.
That what they have done is they have created a box that is impossible to spill out of. They have said, if you tell me that this is stupid, yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's the point.
If you tell me
obviously,
that this is
it looks
ridiculous
so cool.
and silly, yeah, dude. And it's awesome. Breaking into song in the middle of a moment is inherently silly and it works because no one in this film is ever like, what's going on? Are they singing right now? Are you serious? It's High School Music. Everybody's like, yep, let's go. Let's sing this song.
Yeah, let's sing. Yeah. Let's sing.
Ah!
Beam's song when he's being tortured, about to be executed.
That song, first of all, is a banger. Second of all,
incredible.
It's so good. Are you getting emotional?
Oh my God.
I heard it here.
A little bit.
You got bubble thread.
We talk about like the ridiculousness of it too, and it's because they do saturate this movie with making sure that you know that they know. I don't know how else to say it more generally, but I think it makes the most sense that way. Because like when Rom picks up the nails to stop the car, even that is over the top. To be like, I know how I'm going to do the meet cute. Let me create it through action.
Pop her tires.
And then he's just like smiling the whole time, which may be the best smile I've ever seen in movies of all time. How much charm does Ram Charan Teja have?
Oh,
that's the actor.
My gosh.
For Ram Raju. Dude, that guy.
When Ram Raju comes out of isolation and is just Indian Jason Momoa, the hottest man to ever live.
What?
And he shoots his arrow through the flames and it looks like a Burger King commercial. It looks just like an early 2000s Burger King commercial.
Yes, dude.
It's so good.
He flame broils those Brits.
He does flame broil them. They've got grill marks. Dude, when he does that, and there is this moment.
Oh.
And I can't remember exactly when it happened, but it I remember exactly when it was. It was the dance battle. I paused the movie because I am weeping with laughter.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
I paused the movie. I look at Callie and I go, just two ripped best friends who fix each other's hair, give each other piggyback rides, practice their strength moves on each other, and then go fight for their honor in a dance battle against some colonizing bastards. In that moment, I was like, if I never get to watch another movie except for RRR again, I'll be fine.
This is fine. It's unbelievable.
It has everything. And I'm not, I'm trying not to be hyperbolic because I know that I have that disease where I have this thing where it's like when I like something, I'm like, everybody shut up and listen. I'm trying not to be hyperbolic. This movie, after one viewing.
Yeah.
Edged out other movies that I've really liked this year. This movie is in my top five movies of 2022. Arguably my top... This is arguably my number three movie of the year.
Yeah.
Behind Everything Everywhere and Maverick?
Yep. I was not expecting this.
And it's a little... I don't know. It's a little silly of us to feel this way because, like, this movie tore up in South India.
For sure.
Like, we're discovering something that everybody else in the world is like... Yeah, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. You're super late to the party, dude. This is incredible.
I'm just glad to be here, though. Like, I'm not.
Me too. I'm so glad I was invited.
I can't even get hung up on how late we are to this because I'm just so glad to be a part.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. If this is what I'm signing up for with more Tollywood and Bollywood movies, give it to me. Because here's the other thing.
I'm in.
This movie's gorgeous. The colors, the cinematography, it's a beautiful movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, can we commit to each other right now to hold off on watching Bahubali 1 and 2 until we can watch together. Them together?
Yeah, I love
Yes, please.
That's incredible.
Please.
Why not spend 5.5 hours?
That's all I want.
But I would.
It's only a little longer than watching this once.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Yeah, I'm 100% down. I would love nothing more than to watch.
I am ready to super dump.
Bring it.
Oh, bring it.
If that's okay. Yeah. I don't know if it's a specific scene, but there were elements throughout within this scene. Sometimes we would go to the past. Very often with Raju to go to his past and learn a little bit more about him. It didn't seem very clear to me. And it could be with how frenetic the pacing of this movie can be. It didn't seem always the clearest that we were going back in time. And that's fine. And some movies do that artistically.
Yeah.
I do think the first time we go back and we see the revolt, the beginnings of his revolt, of putting a weapon in everybody's hand and the Brits are coming to attack and everything like that, that felt too long. And it stood out to me in a movie that I loved how long everything was.
Sure.
You're talking about the one right after intermission where we see his dad.
They put us in a touch of a grayscale almost. Where we're with dad. And I think that too was like blatantly showing us, hey, we're in the past now. Yeah. This is Ram Raju when he was a kid. That was really long to me.
It was a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's my super dump. And it's a bit diluted, but I just wanted to make sure and get that out.
The reveal that Ram is a super cop working from the inside worked so well for me. I didn't see that coming, and maybe that's on me.
Like that he is a freedom
fighter.
Essentially. Yeah. That was very good. I didn't see it coming either.
I did not see that coming, and it was wonderful. Because I was genuinely like, are they about to Fox and the Hound and be like, we're too different to be best friends?
But, yeah, I thought it was going to be, well, it kind of was a little Departed-esque at the beginning.
Yeah.
Basically killed each other.
Almost. Yeah. Poor Ram, like almost, he was like about to die. He was 30 seconds from death ever since he got bit by the snake at like the 1 hour mark of this movie.
Yeah, he was just about to die for the rest of the movie pretty much.
Poor guy. Yeah.
No, it's the torture scene.
Which one?
The whipping of Kamran Beam.
Okay.
Beam's torture scene was hard to watch intentionally.
Yeah.
But it just reminded me, this movie whiplashes in a good way, in a very like...
Pun intended or not intended?
Pun not intended. But that, in a very non-Western way that felt very refreshing and new, this movie would go from like, ha ha ha, we're best friends. I'm giving you a piggyback ride because my legs hurt from all the dancing we did. To like, I'm ripping the skin off of your back with a cat of nine tails full of...
Yeah.
There are elements of this movie that are so Edgar Wright-esque. I think he must have been inspired by Indian filmmaking. Hmm. The whiplash of like cool stylized violence with actual genuine humor feels very Edgar Wright to me. But then there's like hyper violence that goes beyond the stylized Western violence that is like more like Drive of like, oh my God, that's hard to watch. Like, it has everything. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm going to be honest with you. I started the Zoom call. I don't have a super dump.
No, I don't. I don't know if I do. It'll come to me.
I'm going
to
make one up.
It'll materialize. The piggyback ride is a really, really excellent three beat.
Yes, it is. Because
we establish, reinforce, and then subvert. We establish that it's like we're doing piggybacks because we're best friends. And then they're squatting and singing. And then we reinforce, we're best friends. I give you a piggyback because you dance too hard. And then we subvert because I give you a piggyback and we are together.
We have become Voltron.
We are a 9.5-foot badass killing machine.
The escape from prison, Megazorier transformation.
Yes.
Is my super pump.
Sure.
Yes.
It deserves it. It deserves to be.
Because.
What?
Like. too, I feel like I've walked in a museum and I just can't leave this part of the museum. I'm just staring at this and I'm like, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
They're two best buddies near death, riddled with persecution.
Yep.
on the shoulders of.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hurt my leg. but now we are super.
Now we're amazing.
I can't even put it in big words.
Spinny, he got two guts.
Our slow, there never have we put slow motion in all the right places.
Carter, are you including Beam being freed in the first place? Like when they captured Raju for
every time that they're together.
I'm calling that my super pump as well then. I'm calling it act three. But basically from Beam's escape to the end is perfect. It's perfect.
Because what they've somehow done is outside of when they become gods in the very last scene, all of our biggest set pieces were early.
Yeah.
Our introductions were huge. Fighting the tiger that we thought was a wolf. Fighting the mob.
The mob. It's massive.
And then we do all these beautiful big things and then we come and it's really just
a best friend montage. Don't forget best friend montage.
And it's, and we save the kid with one rope by swinging
saving
back.
Saving the kid with one rope was the, it's like every single thing was like, actually it's going to be cooler. Just wait.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be cooler. I read a piece, I think it was an IGN piece about this movie because I was trying to figure out what language to watch it in.
Hindi for sure.
Yeah. The original language is Tamil, I believe, and it's not available outside of Indian streaming services in the U.S. My Netflix defaulted to Portuguese. I'm very glad I switched to Hindi.
I'm confused of why that is.
It's because India subdivides content that's produced. They shop it out to different streaming services based on the languages of the region. So the ones that we're able to get over here in the U.S. are mostly the Hindi localizations of Indian films.
Gotcha.
So there is Indian streaming services that's less focused on attracting Westerners and more like giving people from there something to watch that's like, this is like back home.
Right.
It's a little inaccessible to
it's just funny. If I'm going to have to use subtitles anyway, I would rather have the original audio for sure.
So the reason to watch it in Hindi is that Beam and Ram, their original actors, they're dubbing the Hindi parts as well.
I just wish that I was hearing, I've decided that's my super dump, is not the movie itself, but the watching experience. Well, it's the only way I can watch it. That's the only reason I'm super dumping it, because I think I am missing something by having to listen to dubbed audio no matter what.
By not hearing the original
voice
performances.
I think I'm losing some of the performances in the voices.
Yeah.
By having
that, that can be mine too.
I know that's a cop
out. Well.
I understand that that's a cop out, but it really was the only bad part of this movie.
When it was playing in theaters, you could hear the original voice dubs. Like you could hear the original vocal audio.
Really?
Here in the U.S., yeah.
Really?
And I'm not sure that it's still playing anywhere.
It's goofy that we don't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's silly.
Sorry.
Also, shout out to our Portuguese listenership. We are in the top 25 film review podcasts in Brazil right now.
Wow. Yeah, maybe your Netflix will default to Portuguese like mine
did. I'm sure it will.
As it should.
The other thing we got to default to is shout announcements, which is right now! Welcome to Shout Announcements. It's the Shout Announcements part of the show. Listen to me. Five for fighting. Look, next week, from the land down under, our brothers and sisters on the other side of the globe.
Mm.
Capybaras, koalas.
No.
Not capybaras.
Capybaras. Kookaburra.
Nope. That's South America. You think of kookaburra.
Kookaburra.
Kookaburras. Kookaburra sits in the old gam tree.
Kookaburras.
Mary, Mary, king of the bush.
Wallabies. Great white sharks.
No.
We will be watching George
the
Miller's
Crocodile Hunter movie.
George Miller. Oh.
Actually,
don't tempt me with the Crocodile Hunter movie.
I went to see that in theaters.
You know I saw that movie in theaters. You know we owned that on DVD. Don't even trip. Yep. We will be watching George Miller's opus, Mad Max Fury Road.
Mid Mix Fury Road.
Lee.
It's been a long time coming.
It's been a minute since I've watched this.
Do you want to hear something?
I want to.
Hmm. Have you not last seen it since theaters when we saw it together?
Carter.
John Carter Willis. Are this. You kidding
John
me?
Carter Willis.
It felt so special.
Like that's that's a real John move. That's not a Carter move. That's something that's John would
that's
do.
That's a John move for sure. Got it on 4K Blu-ray. Don't even trip.
Yeah. I got it on 5K. So
wow, dude, you got an extra like K? Better. Yeah, tune like in for better. Mad Max Fury Road, obviously. Like, I shouldn't have to pitch this movie to you.
And in the meantime, while you're waiting to tune into Mad Max Fury Road, you can tune into something that is low-key bussin' for real, fam. And that is our TikTok, where we're hanging out and making TikToks. You can see our faces, which is...
helpful for people.
It's a privilege or a pain. I'm not sure. You get to decide, but
we're posting little
clips from these episodes over on TikTok. It's been super fun just to make a little video content. You get to see us and see what it looks like, and
it's also cool
we sit to our microphones
because there's no podcasts that are just three straight white boys giving their opinions. So I think it's good to see like what
it's
we look
time.
Like
especially with things like RRR. I think it's so good that us three white boys are finally weighing on it.
Oh man, we just like movies, okay? We're not weird. We're not a weird podcast. We're not telling you about how we're alpha or how we take the right supplements so that our brain and right. muscles work good. Just talk about movies with us. It's like a book club, you know?
But honestly, it's because we're Sigma males that we don't talk about why we're alpha.
Is that bigger than is that bigger than alpha?
We're even higher. Not according to the Greek alphabet, but according to the Rogabit.
Yeah,
higher.
I don't understand that because that doesn't make sense. I'm an Omega male. the very last guy.
The bottom one.
I'm the bottom guy.
Steve Buscemi.
Wait, no, Steve Buscemi's definitely higher than me.
Steve Buscemi's a Sigma male. Are you kidding me?
You know he was a New York City firefighter, right?
You've seen that post on the internet.
That's a hero. I actually really like Steve Buscemi. I don't know why I'm being sarcastic right now. It's you now.
It's your turn, Carter.
What am I supposed to announce?
Patreon.
Friends, don't forget Patreon.
Like Carter did.
Like Carter did.
You know why? It's because it's become such a part of my life. Like if you ever stub your toe or have your leg run into a piece of furniture in your house, it's because really it feels obvious because that leg's been there this whole time. But yeah. You're like, oh, that's right. I have a leg I don't fit here. I can't walk through this. Patreon has become so much of an extension of me and my soul, especially that Discord channel, that $5 level, that I want more of you to be a part of it. It's a wonderful community. It is consistently active. It gives you access to Box Office Ball Season 3, which I'm really enjoying as we get started. That's a lot of fun. A lot of people uncredited. By the way, y'all.
Idris being uncredited is
Idris
killing
Elba,
me in Love and Thunder.
Sam Neill, both uncredited in Love and Thunder, but you could get some Beast Heat, which I'm seeing Beast tonight. I can't wait to tell you about how Idris does against that lion.
I'm sorry.
If you want to watch it yourself. I want to. And then seeing 3,000 Years of Longing.
Yeah.
30,000 Years of Longing next week. But Patreon is the place to be. If you want to talk to us, if you want to have that instant access, go for it. It's 30,000 for sure.
Is it?
Right?
I think it's 3,000. Yeah.
30,000. Probably 3,000. Let me look.
I'm not ending chat announcements until we get closure on this.
No. We can't move on. How can we podcast with this hanging over, this sort of Damocles hanging over our head like this?
There's a lot of 30,000 movies.
You could just probably look up George Miller.
Or Idris Elba.
Nah. 3,000.
And that's the end of shout announcements.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Can I interest you boys in a thought that I'm sort of workshopping in real time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This movie taps into. Now, hear me out before we don't like it. This movie taps into the same vein that So Bad It's Good movies tap into.
Okay.
But it's not one.
Right.
It is not bad. It is so well made and so good.
It's because those movies are a spectacle.
Correct.
And this is also a spectacle.
Correct. I think that's what it is like the over-the-topness of this is like what I think those So Bad It's Good movies wish they were doing.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the comparison that I am making real time?
Yeah.
That I thought you were about to say?
Yeah.
This movie, I think, is what Vin Diesel thinks the Fast and Furious movies
ooh,
are.
Ooh, hello.
I think I think this movie, if he has watched it, is probably Vin Diesel's favorite movie. And
I don't know. I picture Vin Diesel as a very petty individual who would just be mad he didn't make it.
I don't mean that in a derogatory way. Like Vin Diesel's a little bit of a punching bag for our podcast, but mostly because we love him so much.
Right.
And like, this gave me similar feelings. Like whenever they used one rope to save that kid, or whenever Rom is riding that flaming chariot for some reason. Why was he riding a flaming chariot? I don't remember when that happened.
It's in the courtyard right after.
That's right. It's right after Beam jumps like jumps out
with all the
frees
tigers.
All the beasts.
Oh my
yes.
My God.
I know. It's so cool. But like, it's that kind of stuff where it's like, that is the same energy that Vin Diesel channels when he has his giant wrench and he stomps a parking garage in half.
Correct.
This is, I think, the things that we love about Fast and Furious are magnified and
improved.
Distilled for us and improved here in RRR. Agreed.
It has all of the ridiculousness of Fast and Furious at its best, but yet Fast and Furious doesn't even come close.
Fast and Furious is so concerned with being cool.
Yes.
And RRR knows just that it's
is cool.
Oh, yes.
And then, also it has all the earnestness.
Exactly.
Of like,
of two best friends.
Yeah.
Being
I
best
don't know
friends.
What else to describe it as other than like, it's got a weird amount of that, like How to Train Your Dragon. Aw. Like, aw.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like, they're
so good.
They're best buddies.
Yes.
They're just best friends. And it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at its core, right? This is a movie about two revolutionaries whose goals are at odds, who are also best buddies.
It's the best.
They love each other. What is the chemical that is in Bane and like the
venom?
Venom.
Venom. It's like we injected a meat cute with venom.
Oh, card.
Yeah.
When they saved that kid. Like,
oh,
that was.
My God.
That was the most metal.
Yes.
And I don't even, here's how good RRR is. I don't even care that Raju can just go.
Yeah, right.
His hands like an umpire.
Yeah.
And then Beam is like,
I got it. Yeah.
No, there's,
I got
they're
it. Yeah,
so,
I'm in.
They're so cut from the same cloth that they're just like, yeah, I knew exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
But that cloth is the Indian flag that is also fireproof.
It's like, oh, the
dude,
fanfare
when he
the flag,
scoops
but
the flag
still
through
practical.
The water. I was like, he's going to use it to protect himself from fire. And then he did.
I know.
Wraps himself in it.
Cocoons
himself with a nation.
But this movie, like the fire and water comparisons are like the imagery of fire and water is so on the nose throughout this whole movie.
Yes.
And it is wonderful.
You know what? I love when all these things happen. Just most honestly, 90% of our podcast is just us waiting to talk about it and discovering things from each other. That's the best thing about seeing movies with your friends.
Yes. Yeah.
I think the main difference between why it feels like RRR works so much and Fast and Furious can be hit and miss is it's the origin of the cultures we're coming from. Because what RRR is doing most of the time, the Indian culture is collective, meaning like we do things on behalf of the entire nation.
Yeah.
Individualistic is America saying we do this for us alone. for some reason, this bear told us only we can save the forests, right?
Right.
Only you can prevent forest fires because it's just you, Jordan. You're the only one who can do it. Pull it up by your own bootstraps, entrepreneur. But in this world, when we have our asides too and our interludes and our songs are talking about, hey, especially at the end, let's come together. Let's do this for us. There is a great, wonderful usness that family and Corona can't really do.
Right, exactly.
To be able to say like, here's our nation's flag. Let it protect you from the flames.
Yes.
And let's wave it flamboyantly.
That's the thing,
you
right?
know?
Like even beyond how cool the action is, like there's something genuinely that got me so revved up when Ram Raju is like, oh, I came to give these people a weapon, but Beam's passion is the weapon. He has ignited the revolution.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Are you kidding me, dude?
Oh man.
Goosebumps.
It's so good.
Goosebumps you get from RRR. It's like the left arm though, the bumps are so high that you can do a motorbike over them. And then the right arm is a horse. And you're just watching them race to your fingertips. It's phenomenal. I think another great thing that I love about RRR is they do it so effortlessly, but it really did seem important to make sure that Beam and Ram were the right guys, right?
Yes.
These actors.
Oh, for sure.
Because they are so incredibly good at being emotive, mm-hmm. both legitimately and ridiculously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For them to be mad, and somehow I've never seen an actor that can turn their eyes red. I know that we have the like
dude, yeah.
CGI'd scene of blood coming down at one point.
I can think of one other actor. Daniel Kaluuya, when he cries in movies, his eyes become so bloodshot. Yeah.
But it's like to like feel the anger because they needed to be intimidating. These guys really did. And all of the facets that we said, they needed to be charming. They needed to be silly. And they do it all so well.
Yeah.
The interactions when Ram Raju is trying to set Beam up with Jenny, like that's so funny. That's like legitimately hilarious. And I really want y'all to see Three Idiots. Is a laugh out loud. Like imagine some of the elements of this, but we take out a lot of the hardcore action and replace it with like a Bollywood version of Good Will Hunting or just that vibe in general of just having some like cutting humor that's mixed in the drama. I'm really excited for y'all to see that. But has everyone super pumped?
Yeah.
I haven't super pumped yet. Okay. I haven't super pumped yet.
What is it, dude? Can you say?
I can say. Do you want me to? Is it time to say?
You're not gonna.
You say what you want to say.
You don't
I'll
have
do it
the,
right.
You
I'll
don't
do
have
it
the
right now.
For it, dude.
I'm not afraid. It's when Ram becomes Ram of the forest, and he has long hair, shaggy hair, dude. And beard, and he has
dark phoenixes,
and he has bow and arrow, and he shoots bow and arrow at every British guy, and. Every British guy died from his bow and arrow. And it's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
It's so sick. So we all have the same super pump then. It's just the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good,
When Ram, Guardian of the Forest, pulls the pin off a grenade and then sticks the grenade on the end of his arrow and then shoots his new bomb arrows at all the British guys and all the British guys get
Rambo
when they get blowed up by his bomb arrows.
Carter, you shouldn't have. That was beautiful.
Just for
you. Callie goes, bombs! But she said it so excited.
That is the coolest thing.
Yeah. Because they'd already paid their dues as action heroes. They had already almost died. So we don't get to, by the end of it, be like, they're invincible when the whole time we know they can't die.
Right. Right.
It's like, there's just so much wonderful balance there.
Well, and somehow that third act fight in the forest outside Delhi, like, completely lives up to and surpasses the promise made by the introduction of the fire and the water at the beginning.
That was one concern. When I had the time to think about anything but cool, like that was the one thing of like,
how are they going to live up to that? That was incredible.
They're really going to have to end this on a high note.
And
boy, howdy.
Wow.
Boy.
Wow.
Wow.
He's super sonic.
I don't think I've ever seen anything as visually exciting and conceptually exciting at the same time as a man riding another man's shoulders as they flip around like a gymnastics competition and kick people off of things and double rifle kill everybody around them. Like, there's nothing cooler. When that dude got arrowed through his bullhorn.
Yes. Oh my God.
Like, the violence is very violent. That's what's so interesting about this movie.
It's hyper violent.
We're talking about the same movie as we talk about this colorful dance competition between two fluffy haired best friends who just fixed each other's hair and gave each other piggyback rides. Is the same movie where somebody is shot in the throat through a bullhorn.
Yeah.
And like, it's super duper bloody. Like, it's.
Dude, when Beam gets the guts of the fountain that look like spewing Hydra.
Oh. Against,
when they're flying at each other and it's
has all
water.
The fire around him.
Fireworks and a torch.
He basically killed a guy with a torch.
It's the best movie. When he flips the guy, it's that same scene. He flips the guy over and spears his arm on the antlers of that buck.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was ooh, that was bad.
Yeah, it was challenging.
If you're listening to this episode and you have not seen RRR,
just go watch it. Just go watch it.
Hopefully something we've said here has made you be like, there's no way it's that. There's no way that happened. And it does.
It does.
It's that
he
cool.
Throws, like, hey, Beam throws a leopard at someone.
Yeah. Yes.
At one point in this movie, Beam throws a leopard at someone.
Dude, there are so many little like microorganisms of this movie that go ahead and explain to you how much they know what's going on, like our producers, because it's like, yeah, we get it. They're wild animals. They'll probably attack Beam too. But remember, he can throw them like darts if he wants to.
He's so
like,
much stronger he's way stronger than that bear. You don't have to worry about him.
For the one thick-headed person that might watch it and just be like, well, that doesn't
make realistic.
Sense. Okay. They even give you some of that though. They're like, we get it. It doesn't, but it does. Like, it's tricking you the whole entire time. To be like, this is canon.
Honestly, the scene at the end when Governor Scott gets launched out of his car and catches the rifle in midair.
That was pretty cool.
It was so cool.
The way that car
flipped
is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
I'm so proud of us for waiting till now. We got 50 minutes in and now we get to
see. And now we're Chris Farleying.
Okay, my turn. when Raju sees the guy from the bushes about to shoot Molly. And so it just so happens that by happenstance, Beam goes up, Molly falls down, bullet goes between the two of them and kills the assassin.
Mother of God.
So cool.
Yeah.
The whole movie.
That noise you just made is how I feel about all of RRR. Just, woo! Yeah! It's so good.
The whole movie is Legolas from The Hobbit, if it actually worked.
Yep.
Oh, I thought that when Raju got on the horse the way he did.
Yes.
Jumped straight onto bareback from the ground.
Yeah.
Because it looked ridiculous in Two Towers. Shout out Ray Stevenson really quick as Buxton, General, whatever he was.
Scott
Admiral
Buxton. He wore Scott a Buxton. Name tag.
Yep.
Oh, he wore amazing. A name tag.
This is one of our Warriors 3 from Thor. Uh-huh. And then, did you see who Allison Duty is?
Yeah, that's... She talks in her sleep from The Last Crusade.
Elsa.
Yep.
Who decides she'd rather go after the treasure and fall into the pits of hell.
Shut
than
up. Also, your Sean Connery
take Indy's hand.
So good.
Thanks.
It is.
I practice. Dude, when we're not recording, it's actually only Sean. I've trained my dog in Sean, so he doesn't sit unless I'm like, shit.
That's all. Good backfire. Yeah. There's just so many moments.
We have a final bit that we had talked about doing for our Five for Fighting. Series. And I think
it's like every time you do it, it's less, your lips and your tongue are getting used less and less and less. It's just, and it's just your
still,
jaw,
still
and your throat.
Never be better than this. All in a hundred. There's the bit that we would like to introduce.
Oh, my favorite part of that song is 57 is gone. You know, that is personal, bro. He's like, that was.
Get out of here.
Man, what a great year that was. And it's already, I'm a 58 now.
There is a very strong group that we would like to build.
We'd like to build the Fighting Five.
We'd like to build the Fighting Five.
We're pretty serious about
one
this.
One per movie. One fighter per movie. I think we would like to do an official podcast
this
answer,
has to
right?
be a post. Can we make a poster for this too?
Yeah.
Josh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
The Fighting
Five?
Absolutely.
We would like
Are
to,
you kidding me?
We would like to make a podcast choice, right? This is not we each pick one. Like, let's come to an agreement.
We have to decide as a podcast.
No, we have to come to an agreement.
We have to.
Dude, I don't know how to pick for this one.
I do.
Okay, well, you guys present your arguments to me.
Carter, you want to go
and
first?
I'll arbit. Well, I'll arbit.
Huh?
Hmm?
Am I going first?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
I'm happy to let you go first.
I think the representative for RRR should be Ram Raju.
Specifically Ram Raju of the forest?
Any. Yeah.
We're talking mustache.
I don't know if we have to have certain iterations, but sure. I would say if of the forest means Gandalf the White.
Sure.
Yeah.
Then yes, that's
right. That's how
I do want their vision fully realized and at full power. So I will take that.
Okay.
Because I do think that I think we're going to have a lot of space to, and I'm not trying to get too far ahead, get someone, they're all going to be good at fighting. I do like the tactician. I like the revolutionary. Because ultimately, even though this was something that Beam did desire as well, he was very tunnel vision
He's
to
singular
just
focused.
Save.
Yeah.
Beam is saving one person.
He's saving one person. And I like the one who has the big plan.
Yes.
And to be honest, most of my favorite fighting scenes, specifically in this movie, selfishly, were Ram Raju.
Yeah, Beam's amazing. The tiger scene alone is one of the best things I've ever seen in a movie. Ram Raju, long hair, bow and arrow, Ram Raju specifically represents everything that is good about this movie.
I'm not even thinking of a scene specifically. I'm just thinking about when he had a bow and arrow and I have chills.
I know.
So we agree. Is it Ram Raju?
Ram of the forest.
It's gotta be. Yeah.
How did y'all feel about, because there was lots of it and I feel like y'all have a better eye for it. I didn't have issue with the CGI. There's a lot of CGI in this movie. I didn't really
So here's what I told Callie is it, there are times where it looks off.
Yeah.
The whole movie is so ridiculously over the top. I never even cared for even a second.
Yeah. Some of the most glaring offness of the movie was set pieces. Like gargoyles, stone gargoyles that would bend.
Sure. Yeah.
In the slow motion.
Sure. Some of the animals were a little weak, but
none of them looked quite right.
Honestly, and maybe this isn't fair to other movies that I've judged harshly, but I don't care. I mean, I just didn't care about
it at all. Here's the thing. Like, we've talked before on the show about how there's two elements of every movie, right? There's the craft, which is like the actual, like, here's the lenses, the cameras we use, here's how good the CG is.
Sure.
And there's the magic of the movie, which is what makes something work or not for you. And if the magic is good, it doesn't matter if the craft isn't perfect.
Mm-hmm. But
you know
here's
what I mean?
The thing.
Like if you're fully in, fully invested, who cares about shoddy CG or like bendy stone gargoyles? Like I'm 100% in.
The rest of the craft is so good.
Right.
Also, like, I don't know, man. This movie blew my freaking socks off. Let's write
but
it.
But like if it had a weak script or like if we weren't buying into it, then we would absolutely be like, and can you even believe how bad the CG was? Why did they let that in the movie?
Yeah, but it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Nobody.
Yeah. It's so good. Let's write it.
I know for a fact that for me, you don't have to read the whole scale, but if you still feel in your heart that you'd like to say all of them.
Yeah, we're going to use it. Scientific cinema scale goes a little something like this. The best thing you could ever say about a movie is own it, don't lend it,
buy that poster.
Next best is buy it, that's followed by rent it, and then stream it. After that is forget it. And last but certainly least, the worst thing we could ever say about a movie.
God hath forsaken us.
I'll go first. I'm buying the poster. It's a delight. It's a delight. This movie is delightful. It is all magic, all delight. I'm buying the poster. And I would, by the way, buy the actual poster.
If there was ever a movie that we have reviewed on this podcast, and again, we've done lots of them, my friends. This movie, RRR, personifies a movie poster. Mm-hmm. Like the actual in your hands, on your wall poster. This would have, unironically, would have put it in my dorm room.
Yeah.
If anything, to be a conversation starter. Yes,
that's
one of many. There's tons of
this
great
is my favorite one so
RRR
far.
Posters. That's phenomenal.
I have found one that I think you'll like better.
But I do buy the poster because I would watch this again. And this, we are not, we may not be trailblazers in our friend group for movie opinions or to say, hey, go look at this. I do know that for the each of us, Jordan, Doge, and Carter, we have introduced each other to other genre of film, sure, movies that we were like, hey, yo, this is the one.
Yeah.
Music, all sorts of stuff like that. Like it, I cannot stress enough to our listenership, especially economically, this is easy. Netflix.
You all have Netflix. You all already have Netflix.
There's no reason not to watch this, just being honest with you. Like
I can't say enough. And I bring this up too because I didn't really have anybody close to me that was telling me to see this movie.
Me neither.
Same.
And I think it's because it is like RRR kind of is the kick the door down kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be one of those beautiful things. Like when I stumbled upon anime and looked at IMDb's top 100 TV shows of all time, and there's like 20 of them are anime shows.
Yeah.
To be able to turn around and look and be like, oh, RRR is actually one of the lower rated on IMDb.
Right.
Tollywood films. Oh, it's not even a top 3 rated film by this director. Right. Like it's this beautiful, gorgeous, overwhelming thing in a world that can be really overwhelming. But yeah. This is one I sign up for. RRR, buy the poster.
I am also buying the poster.
Yeah, of course.
And poster in this case is spelled with 3 R's at the end. And it is
poster.
This poster that I'll be purchasing.
My Lord.
Please send that to me.
You want it as a wallpaper for your phone?
Dude, maybe. Might as well.
I'm going to put that in our group text right now.
We can't hear you because the microphone's behind your head.
My eyes. I'm emotional. Oh.
He's got tears.
Oh, man.
What a gorgeous poster.
So, for those of you that are not Jordan and Carter, this is a poster of our 9.5 foot tall murder machine.
What is this doing to me? So, when I was 11 years old, I saw Marilyn Monroe for the first time, and things happened in my body chemically that I couldn't understand. And staring at this very clearly ridiculous grown men on each other's shoulders holding two guns and looking angry, I know it's ridiculous, but it's so cool. It's so
this
cool.
This is the second and truest puberty, Carter. You are now a
it's
man.
It's puberty. Now, when you become a young man, your body's going to change and you're going to want to ride your friend's shoulders with double rifles.
With two guns while you're both so
killing
dirty
colonizers.
And shiny.
I feel like I am on a vacation that I can tell is just going to be absolute fire.
Yeah.
And I'm day one, dude.
Guys,
what a
I'm
wonderful
so
feeling when day
series.
One wraps of a long vacation and you're like, dude, there's still 4 more days.
Carter, I can see the shiny streak on the right of your eye. Like I can literally see it.
Yes. Can you?
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's happening.
What a beautiful experience.
Listen, please watch RRR.
Just watch it.
Oh, my God. I can't describe it to you.
I can think of only a couple people in my life that this would not be for.
Even if action is not your thing, I don't think it matters, right? Like, am I crazy?
No, it definitely. I would actually say that this is not even a straight up action movie. Like, it has action set pieces, but it is a comedy, drama, friendship, action musical.
I love that you made friendship a genre.
It is. It's a genre.
It's one of my favorite friendship movies.
Well, I was trying to think. I almost called it like a buddy cop, but it's not that. It's like a buddy movie.
No.
Like a
yeah.
I don't know.
They're buddies. They're buds.
They're buds. They're just buds, man.
They're just buds who want to kill some British guys.
Oh, so good. Hey, oh my gosh. Next week, Mad Max Fury Road. I mean.
Yeah.
This is already in contention for best series we've ever done.
Am I going to be less impressed by Mad Max?
No way,
am I going to be like,
it's
his
awesome.
Guitar's on fire, but like he's not riding his friend's shoulders.
No, it's still going
to
be awesome.
I feel like the subject of a viral video that got asked to be on Ellen. And this is the app. Wait, what? Why are you paying for my student loan?
Yeah.
What? And you bought my mom a house?
An embarrassment of riches. We get to watch this and Mad Max Fury Road?
What?
It's just, I don't know. To end this episode, I don't know. Say your name and I don't know, man. Tell me how much you love this movie.
What was the coolest part of this movie?
Yeah, what's the coolest thing to happen in this movie?
I don't know.
But how do you end an episode about RRR in a spectacular way?
Yeah. Maybe we should all get on each other's shoulders.
Oh, I'm down to talk about a cool thing we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
Say each of us say your name and one cool thing from this movie that we haven't discussed yet. Oh, I got it. I'm Jordan. For Two Chunks, I'm Jordan. Load, aim, shoot as a mantra. Really cool. Chills at the end when he repeated it.
Yeah.
So cool. That's mine.
I'm trying to think of ones that we haven't talked, like things we haven't talked about yet.
I'm staring at this poster you sent like a dad who just got like the sonogram image of his first child. Like I just keep looking at this picture like, man, I can't believe I got to experience
There's the
this.
Nose.
Okay, here's what it is. I mean, we've talked about it a little bit, but I'm going to text you guys the screen grab of that particular scene. I'm dozing one of the coolest things in this whole movie. It's like
Golly,
one of the coolest
man.
Things I've ever seen in my life is Beam jumping out of the top of the truck right as he pulls the cover off the crate and it smashes all the doors to all the caged animals. And Beam and like two of every animal. He's like violent Noah. He's like two of every animal accompany Beam on his quest for blood. It is the coolest thing. It's just so cool.
It's like the Trojan
arc. Simultaneously mindless and well thought out because he also has the fire to protect himself.
Right.
I also remember
out of here.
I also remember thinking, okay, so he's about to sneak in and steal Molly.
Nope.
He just smashes nope. the front door.
I'm Carter and my, while I'll say, I almost did when Beam's brother catches a snake to throw at Raji.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm going to do...
yeah, that was very cool.
From this
cool.
same scene. It's one thing to be in the office or, you know, we had a bunch of fun things with our fraternity of like the little spectacular things in life of like throwing a hat from really far and landing it on a friend's head or crumbling up a paper or shouting Kobe and it bounces against the wall, which bounces against the ceiling, which hits the trash can. You can also like be like, okay, here's how I'm going to go in. All right, first let's set this stuff on fire. I'm going to make sure that when I crash this chariot, I'm going to free the horses first because I'm not about that. They're innocent.
These innocent
when
horses.
When this chariot crashes, I'm going to make sure it hits Beam right in the face.
Like Raju lines it up, jumps out, cuts off the horses first, and then it just launches this fiery ember that hits Beam. Everything was perfect. Everything was perfect. It really was Maverick showing you that you can get two miracles in
yes.
a row.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Come on.
Boy, I came off of Top Gun Maverick being like, this is one of the best action movies of all time. And then...
It still is. It can still be two.
It still is, but...
It's
going down in the rankings for me
of
even best action movies I've seen this year.
What a great year.
Wow.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.